84.5 million journeys made on Translink services in the last year, according to new figures. That's an increase of 3.4 million journeys on the previous year. That's huge. Translink Group Chief Executive Chris Conway says that funding on public transport in Northern Ireland is 50% less than that of other UK regions. So should we be putting more funding into buses and trains? The Green Party Councillor Áine Grogan is with us this morning. Morning, Áine.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party Councillor Jim Rogers. Councillor Rogers, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Áine.
Morning, Jim.
Now, let me guess, Jim. You're going to bring up bus lanes. You don't like them.
Well, Stephen, if the bus lanes were to be used, and sometimes they're not, particularly in the centre of Belfast, and I've raised this on many occasions with Translink and also on your programme, if you look at May Street, Hard Street, it's just unbelievable. And the stretch there between them, Donegal Square South at the back of the City Hall, you have three lanes and the buses are using each lane. And it's creating absolute mayhem, especially during the morning and evening rush hour. It needs to be addressed. If you venture into a bus lane in your car, you can rest assured you will end up with a ticket.
The wee white car with the camera on top was sitting on the Armour Road this morning. I saw it coming down.
Yes. Well, I firmly believe, and I come from a family who were involved with the old Belfast Corporation Transport Department. But what I do say is, I think the drivers of buses, if they don't adhere to the bus lanes, where there are bus lanes, they should be punished by getting a ticket. Fair is fair.
You want to start finding the bus drivers now?
Well, I've had more representation made to me in the last number of months on this issue than on anything else. People are really concerned because of the traffic congestion in Belfast.
But the buses aren't just supposed to be using the bus lanes, are they? They've got a free-for-all.
No,
they can use whatever.
No,
I saw those black taxis sauntering down the bus lane this morning, by the way.
Well, again, taxis, I know that's been a sore point with the taxi services, both private and public vehicles. But again, it's good to hear the positive news coming from Translink about the massive increase in people using public transport. And if you look at their ads in the last few days about the top 10 benefits of public transport, some of them are really excellent.
What are they?
Stressless. It's fast track. It's better for your health. You have free Wi-Fi. It's more convenient.
Does the Wi-Fi work? I don't do buses.
Does
the Wi-Fi work? I don't do these buses.
Well, the Wi-Fi certainly works on the trains and also on the GoLiners. It's very, very effective.
Áine?
Yep. Yeah, look, I'm absolutely delighted to hear the numbers from Translink. I think it's great. We're seeing more people choosing to use public transport. It's exactly what we need. The Green Party have long supported public transport and the need for a green transport strategy for Belfast and Northern Ireland more widely. We know we have 12 years to address our climate breakdown. It's the biggest challenge that we are facing. And for us, transport and green transport solutions hold a key role in meeting that challenge.
How would you encourage more of us to get out of the car and onto the buses?
Well, I think what Chris Conway said about the lack of investment in the public transport here is absolutely correct, and we would definitely support better investment. I think if you look at the glider service, we still only have one route, the east to west, and we would love to see a north to south route in there. But if you look at the investment and the numbers they have managed to achieve on that service, it has been an overwhelming success. They met their 10-year targets in a matter of months. So that goes some way to show just what happens here when you actually put proper level of investment into our transport system. And as
so how much more
shown,
money do you think is needed?
Well, the figure that's needed is obviously going to go up and down as, you know, costs go up and down. But I think if you look at the split here that we have at the moment between the spending on the roads for our private cars and the spending on public transport, the split is... we're not even meeting our targets for that split. We're supposed to be spending 35% of that budget on public transport. And as Chris Conway says, we're underspending on public transport here compared to the rest of the UK. So I would love to see what can be achieved with proper investment in the system.
Here's John in Belfast. Let me bring in John. 1 second on you. Morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Stephen, Jim Rogers says that the bus lanes were able to be used by private and public, which is not true. They're only allowed to be used by public car, which is a joke. Car is, if you walk into Europa...
Well, here we go. Here we go. Let me guess. You're a private hire taxi driver.
No, I'm not.
You what?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're not? Okay.
No.
So why do you say it's a joke? Why are you fighting for them?
Well, I've already said, this is why I've said it's a joke. If me and you come out of the Europa Hotel,
yes,
and I've run a private hire taxi, and you go up and we're going to a public hire taxi, you'll get there 20 minutes earlier and less fare than what the poor person that has run the public hire taxi will have paid and what time they'll have waited in the traffic.
Are you a taxi driver at all?
No. I'm a delivery man.
Right. So tell me that again. If you're in a public car taxi, is the ones that you can just hail off the street.
You come out of Europa at the same time.
Yes, but a public car is the one that you just call it off the street, right? The private car is the one you have to ring up. The likes of Phonacab, Value Cab, etc.
So if you walk over and get into a public car taxi and we're going to the same destination, I will have the person who gets into the private car taxi will have to sit 20 minutes in the traffic with a meter running. And the person who's walked over to the payment hire will have whizzed up the bus lanes and got there 20 minutes earlier.
Well, why are they getting special treatment?
Pardon?
Why are they getting special treatment?
That's Jim Rogers. I mean, he says there a minute ago that the taxi service could use the bus lane, which is wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I mean, I'm fully aware that it's only the public car taxis who can use the
bus. And what's the logic for that, Jim?
Ones can't.
What's the logic for that, Jim?
Well, again, you may ask Department for Infrastructure. There was a whole row at the time whenever they were deciding who could use the bus lanes, and they came down in favour, even though there was a trial run, that it should only be for public car. And I've had a lot of representation over the last lot of months from the private taxi operators complaining about this. They feel they're being discriminated against. So it's obviously something, again, for the Department for Infrastructure to look at. Another issue, Stephen, a lot of people don't feel there's a need to have bus lanes Monday to Saturday, both days inclusive, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They feel that Saturdays, no need for them whatsoever. We don't have them on Sundays. And I'm inclined to agree with them because I have looked at the figures, I've looked at the volume of traffic, and I feel it should be Monday to Friday. But again, we're only consulted as a council. Department for Infrastructure, they're the people who make the final decision on these things.
Here's Bran next in West Belfast. Morning, Bran.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I only give praise to Translink. I only speak for where I come from, Falls Road, Ansonstown. Bus lanes are working perfectly. The glider is working perfectly, and I think a lot of people would be in the same opinion as I am if you speak to anybody on the phone.
There's the likes of today, Bran, right? It's bucketing down with rain.
Yes.
Do you want to be standing at a bus stop getting soaked?
Oh, but you're well covered with these new
I'm sure you'd be freezing.
Well, I mean, that's understandable, Stephen, but and then I don't know why you know this. at the bus stands there's a sign saying when the bus is, you have 5 minutes for the bus to come, bus is due.
Oh, really?
And they're nearly always, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, and they work, you know, and people know when they come out now, and they know they only have to wait at the most for the glider, at the most 2 or 3 minutes.
It's going to get to the stage where people are made guilty for driving their own car, though, on you, Grogan, and you would support that, right? You want to encourage people, disincentivise people to drive their own personal car.
We absolutely will. Have a modal shift here. If we are serious about tackling the major air quality pollution that we have in the city, if we're serious about tackling the real serious levels of congestion across the city, if we're serious about tackling climate change, we do need to ensure that we are putting the emphasis on a green transport solution. So that is your public transport, that is walking, that is cycling. And all this talk about, oh, the bus lanes are causing congestion, we need to, you know, only be running certain times, that is absolutely the wrong focus. If we are serious about this, we need to put proper resource in, proper policies in place to encourage people to leave the car at home. That is the way forward. You cannot, on one hand, say, yes, we want better air quality.
What's the point of having a car if you leave it at home?
On the other hand, well, a lot of people don't actually have cars. It's a class issue here as well. And most of the areas in the inner city area of Belfast are less likely to have a car, but then are also facing higher levels of air pollution because of the levels of congestion in the inner city areas of Belfast. So you have to look at this, and you know, not everyone is in that situation where they can't have a car. Public transport is an easy solution for people, and it needs to be made more accessible. I completely get that it's not perfect there, and that's why we are saying that we need more investment in the system and looking at other ways that we can encourage people to use public transport instead, whether that be looking at maybe the fare structure and how that works. I know I've been on speaking before about how some cities have actually looked at free public transport and actually the benefits of that, because we keep forgetting the actual financial and health costs of the congestion that the city is facing. So can we afford not to actually properly invest in this?
Here's Robert, the taxi driver. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. See, you're getting about the black taxis again. You know, you've turned very slim now. Why don't you park? Why don't you park up at Dundell there and park and ride and jump on the glider bus and the BBC?
I don't do park and ride.
I know you don't, because you know you want to get on.
You want me to pay for a car? Pay my taxes when I buy the car?
Yeah, I do.
You then want me to pay the duty on the fuel? You want me to pay the insurance premium tax on my car insurance? You want me to pay my car tax, and then you want me to park and ride?
Yeah, but see, you're probably like a lot of your people. You're not really worrying about the future climate of the planet. You know, you're so. I'm going to give you a straight. You're like a bar of chocolate. You want to eat yourself all day. Now, truthfully and honestly, Stephen, the honest solution.
Yes.
Belfast has got so congested. They're on now. You can talk about a few issues here. They're on talking about private hire can't get into bus lanes. They can't have to do get wheelchair accessible vehicles. You phone up the big companies not try and get a wheelchair accessible vehicle. If you're unfortunately in a wheelchair, you'll find it highly difficult to get a taxi.
But why should you lot get into the bus lane?
Well, we're part of the transport system.
Yeah, everybody's part of the transport system.
No, Steve, you're
yes.
asking a question.
Yes, but everybody is part of the transport system. When I pick my mother up and take her into town, when I take her to hospital, whatever, I'm part of the transport system.
Yeah, not really, Stephen.
Right. So it's only if you're making a profit.
Well, Stephen, what do you want? What do you want everybody just to drive their cars, pollute the whole city, and all taxi drivers and bus drivers, everybody sit in the house, and let people like you just drive all your cars in? Going back to what I originally said, you're so
black,
selfish.
Is your black taxi environmentally friendly?
Well, if you want to
spewing out all those pollutants with your diesel black taxi.
Well,
have you got an electric car? Have you?
No. Well, let me get on to that. Stephen, TransLink, they're pumping millions into TransLink. TransLink, for one point, can't run its own steam. They have to be constantly subsidised, millions upon year. Why? Nay, TransLink is not a 24-hour service. Taxis are a 24-hour service. In other parts of the United Kingdom, they subsidise the London taxi to go.
Do they? I don't think they do.
Oh, yes. Oh, you check that out, Mr. Nolan. And they subsidise them to go electric. Why don't they subsidise us, Stephen? Off the top of my head, an electric taxi, black taxi, is £55,000. We're not earning £450,000 a year to get one, Stephen. We're just surviving. We're not even getting the minimum wage. Taxi drivers are forced to do 70, 90 hours a week. These big companies have taxi drivers under pressure. You made a statement there last week that they're the big employer. You got that wrong, Mr. Nolan. Taxi drivers are self-employed. They stamp their own cards and they pay their own taxes.
Much sympathy, Jim Rogers?
Yes, I have, definitely. And as you know, Robert has been a great advocate for the public hire taxis over the year. He's on your programme and other programmes on a regular basis. But I want to come back to something else, Stephen. You see, if you were to stand in the centre of Belfast, morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and look at the number of cars that you've only the driver in, no passengers, and that is a major, major problem in Belfast. We need to encourage car share, as you would see in other cities, because the amount of pollution that's being created is dreadful. We have so many people who are complaining about the air in Belfast, so many people with chest complaints. So we all have to think of our health. We need to work closely together. But I want to come back to something that Anya said, and it's in regards to the glider and others. The glider has become really popular. It's a brilliant service, and fair play to TransLink and their team. But again, we still need more money to go into public transport if we're to be on par with some of the other UK cities.
Mitchell in Belfast. Morning, Mitchell.
Stephen, yes, the glider does have some good points, but it's not good for the elderly and the disabled. The stops are twice the distance they used to be, so I've had to increase my taxis because of that. Also, at certain periods, they're that packed, they're standing room only, which is dreadful for the elderly. Now, I'll admit, a lot of people are quite good and will offer their seat, but there are those that sit there and just look at you. Also, some of the seating, you would need climbing gear to get onto the seats that high up. And while they need to review the distance of the stops. And added to that, I've just discovered this week, there are now several ATMs charging for their services.
Yeah, no, big time. Mitchell, thank you. Peter in Belfast next. Your taxi driver, Peter.
Well, the thing that I did at about the 85 million whatever journeys, he never at any time says what profit and what loss they had. Everybody knows they're running the loss. Also, what I dislike is there's companies outside Belfast, they're trying to run bus service in for students and anything else at cheaper rates. TransLink's able to project against it, right? And my second point, that girl or the dude with the Green Party, could she pitch a viewing into Mercedes and bought a car?
Anya's her name. Anya Grogan.
Anya, can you pitch her with a Belega vibes going into buy a car? And the salesman was saying to me, you know what? It'd look well on your driveway, and every parking rig in Northern Ireland, you could park it quite easily. Would you think you would buy it if you weren't allowed to use it?
Well, I personally wouldn't know, because I can't drive, nor could I afford to buy a car, which I think is a situation a lot of people are in. And yes, I appreciate there's situations where people will always need to have a car and need it for certain journeys. But it comes back once again to we're looking at the air quality and the safety of people in this city and the time wasted in congestion. We need to get the focus right. At the moment, if we have it completely off, we are allowing too much time and too much money to be spent on prioritising the private car, and we need to get the shift over to looking at bus routes. Yes, they're not perfect, and I note as well that often why TransLink runs at a loss is because they offer a lot of routes that are not, as some would say, commercially viable, but we need to do better in that. We look at the service outside of Belfast in the more rural areas. There is some level of service there which are subsidised at the moment. But realistically, we need to enhance our network as well. And that's why we are calling for better investment in it.
Well, sure, a bus sitting in the traffic would be maybe throwing out 10 times the amount of smoke that maybe 20 cars, 30 cars are doing. So you're defending...
have already started to invest in... hybrid vehicles and looking towards getting technology right to actually go to fully electric vehicles as well. And that's also why we are calling for investment, so they can afford to invest in green technology. And likewise, as the previous caller said about taxis as well, looking, I think it's a real thing that he raises there about perhaps looking at how we invest better in ensuring that our taxi service here can afford to move to green energy as well.
The way they do it, Peter, I think Jim was alluding to this earlier on. I've seen this in some states in America that I go back and forward to, that there's an exclusive lane in the road, the equivalent to our bus lanes, okay?
Yep.
And rather than them being just for taxis or just for the chosen few, the criteria is you've got to have a certain amount of people sharing the car. So you've got to have two or more people, sometimes in some states, three or more people sharing the car. And then there's not this inequity, this inequality of if you're a taxi driver, you get into the bus lane. So you could be a taxi driver on your own. You could tiddle down the bus lane on your own because you're a taxi driver. And if I've got six people in my car, I'm not allowed in it. In America, they flip that, and it's about the amount of people in the car. Does that not sound logical?
It does if it worked. Years ago, I think it might have worked, but nowadays, everybody's all for themselves. You know what I mean? You get people...
Why not challenge
people,
that?
I know, but you get people, like, I'll pick you up tomorrow, and you're standing outside the house. They forgot about you. Yeah. And you're having to rush and jump in your car and go. That's why people do it. You know, why buy a car seeing if you can't use it? You know what I mean? You buy the car because you need to use it. I agree with car sharing, but if it's suitable. But you need to work for the same company, probably in maybe week here, week out. But there is people tell you, people forget to pick them up.
Michael, more points. Not happy with Anya Grogan this morning. Morning, Michael.
Hello, Stephen. No, it just is that owning a car is a class issue. I live in the country. The bus stop is a mile away from my house. Now, I have problems with my back. I drive a school bus. Whenever I'm not working, there's no bus service. So how does she think that I'm going to get to
shopping
and stuff?
I completely get that. And I've mentioned that in terms of the rural services. In Translink, they already do offer some, but we know that the network can't...
I think he's asking why it's a class issue on you.
I said in some cases, definitely, it can be a class issue. If you look at Belfast, for example, the numbers off my head at the moment, I can't pull from, but there is an issue that some of the most deprived areas of Belfast are less likely to have car ownership, but they actually have higher rates of air pollution because they are suffering from the congestion that's coming into our city.
And Bobby's
not saying it is the case across Northern Ireland, and the rural issue is a very valid point, and I think that's what we're calling for better investment in Translink.
And Bobby's in Newton Abbey next.
For someone like yourself.
Morning, Bobby.
Hello, mate. Basically, something that one of your last callers just touched on there about the emissions and the buses and that. You stand beside a bus now, and I would say around about 30% of the Translink fleet is between 10 and 20 years old. You stand beside one of them buses, you're sucking in more mineral-rich fumes off of that than what you're sucking off of 10 cars. At the minute,
and what's your
cars...
What? What did you say?
I say, if you stand beside an old bus, now most of the Translink buses are around about 40%, 30 to 40% of them, are between 10 and 20 years old. They're firing out more mineral-rich fumes, like oil-rich fumes and whatnot else, diesel-rich fumes, than what 10 cars would put out. The cars nowadays are coming with AdBlue systems and whatnot else. Fair do, some of the new buses are coming with AdBlue systems. But the change the older fleet that they have now is going to cost millions upon millions of pounds, and that will not happen in the next year. That'll not happen tomorrow. It'll probably not happen for the next 5 years.
Bobby, thank you. And Harvey and Yuri. Morning, Harvey.
Tim, Jim Rogers is on about all the pollution and sticking up for the buses, and the council's pumping money in them buses. What about the money the council's giving them orange men for their bonfires? What about the pollution there? I don't hear Jim Rogers slabbering about that.
Well, he's not slabbering about anything. He's making a contribution to a radio programme.
About pollution. About cars and pollution. That's what he's slabbering about.
He's not slabbering about anything. Can we possibly be slightly more dignified this morning?
No.
So you're saying the bonfires pollute the air?
Stephen, can you hear me?
I can, Councillor Rogers.
We're trying to do something about the whole bonfire issue, and naturally we are concerned.
Hold on, Harvey.
We are concerned about fumes and what people will be breathing in whenever there's these large fires. But something that's very important to mention, you've heard of City Deal, Stephen, and the extra investment for Translink through City Deal is going to be worth over £100 million.
My goodness.
That is absolutely fantastic.
It's a lot of money.
The benefits will be enormous for our whole transport system.
Are you happy with that answer, Harvey?
Well, no, he still hasn't said why they're giving Norris man the money for the build of bonfires.
He said they're trying to do something, but how can you get pollutants out of the bonfire smoke, Jim?
Well, whenever you look at some of the things that's thrown onto the fires, it's just unbelievable. And people regularly complain to us during the bonfire season about the fumes, and we've got to bear that in mind. People's health.
So what are you going to do about it?
Were so important. Well, the City Council have been working very hard over the last few years, and I have no doubt that we will continue to do that and work in the best interest of everybody in Belfast.
There you go, Harvey.
No, because how is it? If you look, there's no bonfires in the national area, and they have the festival now. right? Why is it that the Orange Man keeps getting money every year for the
It's not the Orange Man. It's not the Orange Man whatsoever. Community groups and others apply for money through the Belfast City.
Who built the bonfires?
There are nationalist bonfires as well, Harvey, aren't there?
Money. We're not all about bonfires this morning. We're talking about public transport.
About pollution. The Orange Man are polluting all of our bonfires. So they are.
Harvey, thank you for calling us today. Jim, before you go this morning, we haven't spoken to you in quite a while. Of course, in between, you had the whip withdrawn over an election leaflet claiming that the Alliance Party had a record of voting with the Provisional IRA's political wing. Now that you've had time to reflect on that, your punishment of having the whip withdrawn, Jim, do you apologise for that? Are you sorry about that? And how do you feel about your party having withdrawn the whip?
I was asked to come on your programme this morning to talk about public transport.
Yes, but it's a relevant question, Jim. You understand why I'm asking.
I'm not prepared to get involved in any other discussions. And I hope you'll understand why.
Okay. All right. Councillor Rogers, thank you very much. Morning to you on your Grogan. Thank you.